The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
We got a listener here. She said, I was listening to your podcast from about a month ago. I'm not sure when the original broadcast was. You were talking about how street names can affect the selling prices of homes. And people were calling in about that. Well, it reminded me of a place I just went to. I drove from Michigan to New Mexico for work, and I stopped midway through in Missouri, and I saw a sign for the Uranus Fudge Factory and General Store. And I thought, well, I got to go there.
Amazing.
It's a small roadside attraction along Route 66 that is made to look like a small town. They've got a fake water tank, a fake police station. When you walk into the store, all the employees scream out, "Welcome to Uranus!" And when you walk up to the fudge counter, an employee says, no joke, "Hey, you ready to get your fudge packed?"
Oh, wow.
Of course, they have all sorts of merchandise you can get, T-shirts and other stuff. I was walking around laughing like a 10-year-old, and she sent some photos of the place.
So you have to take pictures of that.
Yeah, she did.
What a crazy stop. You know?
I know, right? So there it is.
All right, it's got a great sign.
Yeah, Uranus Fudge Factory.
That's a wild place to stop.
That's the main sign. There's Uranus, home of the pirates. I guess they mean butt pirates. There's the exit for Uranus and the enter. Uranus is expanding. Please excuse the mess. More stuff in Uranus. Missing a pair of balls. They mean billiard balls.
Oh, about puns.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a pun-heavy store.
I know where I'm going to retire and
that's
live.
It, yeah.
In North Uranus, Effect. Missouri.
Yep. I can see myself working there and retire.
God, so
man.
Can I, yep.
I got
welcome to Uranus!
You ready to get greeter. That fudge packed? Mm-hmm. Got some hot, fresh fudge.
He'll be the old guy greeter at Uranus.
That's where I'm going to end things there.
I hope they make good fudge there. It's hard to screw fudge up.
But yeah, but people do.
Fudge from Uranus. Please return chicken bones to the billiard room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And they have a cat named Johnson. They say, this is Johnson. He lives in Uranus. Johnson loves to be stroked and petted. Everyone loves Johnson and Uranus.
That's not childish.
I'm telling you, though, I like when a business has its own pet.
Mm.
Like if you go into a business and the business has a pet.
They got a dog out front or whatever.
That's great.
Oh, you can.
A business pet?
A business pet. These guys are wild.
Oh,
James.
My God. This is crazy.
I finally found my people.
Video. You'd fit right in here.
we want to probe deep.
No, thanks, not for me. I just want to see the video
here. Best fudge comes from Uranus. Oh.
Uranus, Missouri.
That felt good.
Tastes even better.
Wow. Deep in the crack of America's heartland, the citizens of Uranus are bursting to give you their amazing fudge. That's right, fudge from Uranus. I'm not fudging with you. We're literally in Uranus. That's the mayor of Uranus, and you can get your fudge out the back door at UranusGeneralStore.com.
And we're not fudging with you. I'm as serious as a fudging horse gig to the side of your fudging head.
I am as serious as forgetting your fudging anniversary.
I'm serious as skid marks on your fudging undies.
I'm serious as fudging a pregnancy test.
I'm serious as fudging the presidential election.
I'm serious as fudging the bar exam.
Uranus,
James, you secretly own this place.
No, but I feel like I should.
Chocolate pecan fudge, mint chocolate fudge, cookies and cream fudge, peanut butter fudge, M&M fudge, toffee bar fudge. There's a fudge for everyone. Right now I'm making the mayor's number two favorite flavor of fudge. You can try some at UranusGeneralStore.com. Click now.
That is some yummy fudge from Uranus.
That guy's wild. I don't know what he's up to.
I don't know. He's been up to a lot of stuff.
That's my dad. Go to UranusGeneralStore.com and order the best fudge and fudge this side of the Mississippi. And the other fudge inside, too. We can't contain it anymore. Uranus is about to explode across your street and your front door.
They made their own city.
Fudge! Quit prairie dogging and order the best fudging fudge ever. Hey, Mr. Prairie Dog. James, if fudge in Uranus isn't your thing, then bring your fingers over here. Uranus offers a lot more than fudge. They got fudge and magnets. They got fudge and hats and the hottest fudge calendars of Uranus.
Oh my God. Don't mess around.
I have a calendar too.
That's cool. Yeah. If you ask me what the best part about Uranus is, other than the fudge in Uranus, it's the fudge in shirts. Fudge not, lest ye be fudged first. Fudge, 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 fudge.
On so many drugs,
right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, holy fudge.
Holy hell. That place is insane.
I can't believe I'm 38 years old and I'm just now discovering this place.
I know.
I feel like I've missed out my whole life.
Maybe you can open like the local franchise of it.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah. Be one of the moons of Uranus.
Yeah. Uranus, Michigan.
Full of fudge.
You ready to get your fudge back?
Yes, I am. I want some of that Mayor's number 2 fudge.
James would show
up.
Oh my God. James would show up and they'd be doing all their puns and every one of them would be firing and hitting and working on James. Like they would have the time of their lives together. You're the perfect customer for them.
I got to move there.
Yeah.
I got to run for mayor. I want to give that mayor run
at
for
least
his money.
A
I
road
got the same outfit.
Look at how much stuff there is there. And I mean, I'm assuming a lot of it has to do with like anus puns.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's all butt candies and puns. I'm down.
Oh my God. Danny's with us. Hi, Danny. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm pretty good. How you guys doing?
Peter? Good. You're a big fan of Uranus.
Yeah, it's really funny you guys say this. My cousin just got back from a trip down in Arkansas, and he was like, I stopped at this place called Uranus. He was like, they had fudge, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And he's like, when I stopped, he said that they get like at least like that. He was like the fifth or sixth person from Michigan that day that stopped there. And I'm like, it's got to be because we have fudge up in Mackinac and the fudge at Uranus. Fudge Packers, he said it was the craziest roadside trap, but the most funnest one he had ever stopped at before.
Well, there you go. All right. I'm thanks so for calling in, Danny. Road trip in James's future. He's heading to Uranus.
Our Mackinac fudge is a little classier than...
We do it a bit classier. There's a couple ways to go, okay?
We're world-renowned.
You can go classy with no air conditioning, or you can go air-conditioned, poopy anus fun.
It came up right here as poopy soon as I brought it up, Uranus Fudge Factory. It's only a 9.5-hour drive, James.
That's not too bad.
Why are all these people from Michigan going there?
I think it's work, like you end up...
You have to travel.
Have to travel to different places.
St. Robert,
it's Route
Missouri.
66, right? Yeah. So, like, that's a famous.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is real.
It says it's Route 44.
This is a real thing.
Oh.
I could think it's a real thing.
I guess so.
Oh yeah, no, but it's off of Route 66. So there you go. Yeah, it's a real thing. It exists. It's got 4.5 stars on Yelp.
Well, that's all that matters.
That is all that matters.
People love Uranus. They do.
James,
I haven't even been there, and I'm in love with Uranus.
I know. It's time to get in.
Can't wait to visit there. I put myself inside of Uranus.
Oh my God! Oh Lord! Goodness gracious!
Swim around in the fudge a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well.
Oh my God!
One day, hopefully soon, James, you can visit Uranus.
I feel like when they make a video of a 8-year-old girl's first time to Disneyland. That's what James' trip to Uranus would be like.
It's a great idea for a YouTube video.
It
absolutely
is. I just got to convince my fiance to drive to Uranus.
I don't think she'll be able to do Uranus. That.
Yeah, that's going to be a big fan.
Yeah. We got to drive about 20 hours round trip just to visit
just
Uranus.
To go there,
I think that's going to be a big fat no.
Yeah, that'll be hard. That'll be a lone
show
man. Maybe
road
a boys trip. Boys trip.
Show road trip. Convince station to pay for it.
I'd have a better shot at my fiance.
That's true. For sure. That's never gonna happen. All right, coming up here on Dave and Chuck the Freak, let's move out of Uranus and let's get to some serious stuff here. Check in the news coming up. How did a man's bowels explode?
There's a bunch of ways.
You don't want that. You do not want that.
A Chinese man nearly died after his bowels exploded following a big dinner.
Just one big dinner?
That's the story.
Oh, my God. I had a sun-minute chicken bowl.
Turn the news.
Turn the news. Help me. Tell my story.
Big dinner. Yes, you guys, it happened.
I completely...
There's a general
my ass out.
General Cho is a chicken.
63-year-old guy, Mr. Wang.
Yes.
Heard a bang.
Oh!
Coming from inside of him. He literally...
What the hell is going on?
That's your problem right there!
I'm exploding.
Imagine hearing that coming from inside your body.
Well, I've heard it.
Well, that's like a rumble.
You
right?
guys can handle it.
Yeah.
You've been training your whole life.
That's it.
I got the thunder down under.
Oh, it would be terrifying.
You hear something? Where's my bearing? Are you exploding again? Mm.
He ate a big bowl of dumplings.
That'll do it. Mm.
That's what did it.
I don't even think dumplings? I can eat a big bowl of grapes anymore.
He told reporters that he felt sharp abdominal pain and uncontrollable sweats.
Oh!
He was rushed to the hospital by his family members.
Well, yeah.
It took place in a city in China.
Which one of these?
Hai Wang.
Ah, you.
Mr. Wang allegedly suffered, he had a bowel obstruction about a year ago.
Something had broke.
But this night, he'd eaten a big bowl of wontons, a type of soup dumplings popular in eastern China. I love wontons, too.
They're good. Of course. Delicious.
Who doesn't love many good... can you eat without exploding?
They're pretty light.
They are. I wonder if they expand in your belly.
Well, I'm sure they do a little bit, but I mean...
You have to be a lot of wontons.
Yeah, I maybe have, what, three or four? How many of
these? Yeah, I know,
wonton
soup.
That's what a pot sticker is essentially, right?
It's kind of the same thing. Yeah,
I can eat probably 350 of those.
Oh, that's well, watch out, exploding.
That's what I mean.
And then you're going to hear some of this down yonder.
Oh, Andy, she ate all those wontons.
Right.
So he ate the wontons about 6 p.m. and shortly after heard the unexpected explosion.
Yeah.
During a checkup, doctors discovered his abdominal cavity had exploded and filled with feces. Bowels exploded and filled his abdominal cavity with feces.
Yeah. They'll kill you like right out of the gate.
Yep.
They had to suck 3,000 milliliters of poop from him.
How many milliliters now?
3,000.
That's too
and
much.
Then they cleaned his abdominal cavity with 23,000 milliliters of water. There actually was a 1.5-inch hole in the middle of his colon.
Jeez.
Blew it apart, huh?
You just don't expect it to explode.
Wontons?
Yeah. They're soft, too. It's not like...
But just so many of them binding up together.
That's a noodle.
He is in stable condition now following the operation. Yeah. If waste escapes and gets into your system, like you're dead. So they're lucky they caught it fast enough. There's some...
Thank God he heard a boom.
I know.
Like he was hearing booms.
Yeah. There he is.
Well, that's not all right.
He's got other. Looks like
he hears booms a lot, I bet.
Yeah. I don't know what I just clicked on there.
He may have eaten just... I mean, come on. He couldn't have eaten just that many.
They're so delicious.
They are good.
Oh, I love wonton soup. No, that's what I'm craving. Mm-hmm. A little wonton soup action. There's them doing the surgery.
It's way down on my list of... Chinese food.
It's all right. So. I get it with sushi sometimes.
Yeah. Well, fried wontons are delicious.
That's
too.
Right. Yeah. Ooh. That's where it's at for me.
But yeah, so that's. Anyway, he does look like he's been through some stuff.
Yeah, it looks like the explosion knocked some things
in. You think it did it too?
It's possible.
You think before it was different?
Yeah, I think he was looking right at you before. the bomb went off, and now he's looking a couple different places.
Right.
Oh, goodness.
He's looking over at James and at me at the same time.
Yeah, he is for sure.
Very talented man.
Yeah.
Got eyes on everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Recently, a journalist asked people what movie traumatized you as a kid?
Bunch.
Jaws, 100%.
These movies are so traumatizing, people are still thinking about them. Here are some of the top answers that she got when she asked this question. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Never seen it.
I've never seen it either.
I remember seeing parts of it.
I didn't see that.
I loved that book.
It's about a car, right? Young.
Yeah, like a car.
Is it a fly?
Yeah. Mm.
I never was a part of any of it, the book or the movie.
Nope.
Yeah. Snows.
But I mean, just some of the stills look crazy.
It looks pretty like Salvador Dali.
It was really weird. Like the car like flew. You had to like wind it up, and I don't remember everything about
British,
it.
Old British stuff.
Yeah, I guess there was a child catcher.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't like that one.
Yeah, I don't want anything that catches kids and shoves them in the back. But
that's
not the worst idea.
101 Dalmatians. A bunch of people said that.
No.
I watched it when I was a kid. I don't know. I can't remember anything.
I wasn't worried about anyone taking my Dalmatian puppies.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Old Yeller. Would you describe the feeling you get about Old Yeller as trauma?
Well, I was, I had some trauma because I was at an Urquhart Christmas party where they put Old Yeller on, and I saw my dad and all of my uncles
crying. Oh, that is.
And I was like,
what's wrong? That's my first memory of my dad crying was watching Old Yeller.
Okay, so the same thing happened to me, but it was like all of them. And I realized that that movie's more traumatic for someone who's
like our parents' generation.
Our parents' generation, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's a sad movie or whatever, but
I never watched it.
I've never watched it. I know at the end, the ending's sad.
Yeah.
I kind of like maybe not watch it. Because I got suckered into some Dogs Die at the End movies before.
Yes.
Well, like the Marley. Marley and Me. Like, I won't even watch that because I've already seen it. It was called Old Yeller.
I thought it was going to be a comedy, that goddamn Marley and Me.
Oh my God.
That's what Amber and I went to like one of those previews of it.
Yeah.
And I left the theater like,
no way.
Well, that's it. You got to like hold it in.
Oh, I would have just had to do some kind of Zen like chanting and just pretended I wasn't there.
Yeah.
So Old Yeller's on this list, movies that were traumatized. Dramatic. I haven't watched it again as an adult.
That's
me
mine.
Either.
There's mine.
The Exorcist. The Exorcist makes this list of movies that are so traumatizing people still think about them.
I saw that way later.
Me too. I was older, so it didn't make an impression on me like that.
And The Omen too is what you saw, right?
There's Jaws.
Yep. That one, I thought that Jaws could come through the floor. Yep. So
Alien. Mm.
That was no good.
Mm-hmm. That was no good.
That wasn't good.
It wasn't good. It didn't traumatize me. But I remember being like, whew.
It wasn't even like the alien or the what are they called, like the xenomorphs or whatever. Like, it wasn't that did that to me. It was that right there.
Yeah. Well, and that first one is way more of a jump scare type movie than the second one.
The scene where the alien burst out of the guy's guts, that sticks with you forever.
Yeah.
You can't get that out of your head.
The first Alien was like a real horror movie. The second Alien was kind of like a horror / action movie.
It was more action-y.
Yeah.
Bambi's on this list here, too.
You know, it's terrible.
The Wizard of Oz.
A lot of people get creeped out.
The monkeys. The monkeys and the witch.
The whole thing.
Yep.
Also here, Return to Oz.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Oh, there's James.
James's childhood trauma.
That's the one that
trauma.
I say has messed me up my whole life.
Yep. It's shaped the man we know today.
Who's the little girl in that?
That's Dorothy.
Yeah, but it was... No, but like... Famous?
Oh, yeah, she's in Waterboy, and she's in that witches movie with like the teen girls that become witches. I don't know her name, but...
She was in Breaking...
Ferozia Balk?
She's in Breaking Bad, right? Isn't she the girlfriend?
No.
No, if you're thinking of Kristen Ritter.
Oh, okay.
She's not in like any real big... She's don't, like, I think her biggest thing is The Craft.
That's the Craft. The Craft.
Then she was the Waterboy's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of remember her now. A few more making the list here. Poltergeist. Well, that was mine.
That was yours.
Yeah.
For sure. Saw it way too young. I didn't like clowns to begin with. That clown was terrifying.
I've never seen the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Really? I didn't need to see the whole thing.
The meat crawling across the counter. Tiny little lady. I don't like little people. Like it. All my fears combined into one clown. Movie. Yeah, meat gone bad, clowns, and little people.
Yeah. Right.
You throw them all into a movie, you got Poltergeist.
Freaks you right out.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
So scary.
There's a Poltergeist, too. I saw that, and that freaked me out more than the first one
when
I was a kid. Because it's that guy walking around, going to Carolina.
All right. Yep. The Blair Witch Project makes the list. Definitely got to us for a while.
Didn't like it.
Dumbo. Never seen Dumbo.
No, me either.
Tripped out.
Either that one, or I know they did a new version recently. Never seen either of them. Never really appealed to me. Children of the Corn.
This one did it for me.
That rang your bell.
Malachi.
I have only seen the first one.
That Malachi.
Children of the Corn.
That Malachi guy, that redheaded dude, he's one of the scariest guys in any film.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Super scary.
Like, I wonder if they'll show him in the picture, because they always show, like, an example down. No.
Whatever Happened to Baby Jane? Never saw that.
No, it's from like 1925.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? That didn't try. I know some people said they were traumatized.
The Oompa Loompas.
But
that's the scene that did it to me right there. The
tunnel scene?
Yeah. When he starts freaking out on him.
Man, I may have allegedly done mushrooms that were less scary than
just watching that sober.
But I read the books, and I loved the books, so maybe that's why it didn't traumatize me. The Birds, I didn't like it.
I saw that, too.
Didn't like it. Don't like birds.
I used to watch a lot of Alfred Hitchcock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Never Ending Story.
Doesn't hold up.
No, but it didn't traumatize.
You say, is it the horse scene?
That traumatized me, that witches
The
movie.
Witches, what I've never that? Seen it.
You've never seen that?
I've never seen the witches.
Angelica Houston and...
they turn into witches?
Yeah, well, they're like having like a witch convention.
It's a story, I believe, too.
Yeah, like a hotel.
You don't want to cross the witch convention.
No.
Yeah, look, that's
balls on her chin.
Someone said the same thing in text. The witches with Angelica Houston when they change into rats.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, no thanks.
It's like, it's messed up.
The Ring?
Not my favorite.
Pet Cemetery?
That scene right there did it.
Yeah, that's super creepy.
Do you know that's a dude? Show.
That's a dude?
Yeah, that's a dude.
Looks dude-ish.
Yeah, it does.
They were going to have a girl play it at first, but...
Mm.
The Truman Show makes this list of movies that traumatized people.
I just watched it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Would you describe it as traumatizing?
A little bit.
Huh.
Night of the Living Dead is on here. The Thing?
Yeah, that one's real. I think, is Wilford Brimley in that?
I don't know.
I think he is.
It, son of a bitch.
It's no good.
Never seen it, never will. Psycho. I saw it, I don't know. It's a classic. It didn't terrify me.
Mm.
The Lion King.
There's some scary stuff in The Lion King.
Well, the Disney movies have like tragedy.
They all have
a parent killed or some scary thing in them. Bill's in Naples. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. I remember a movie when I was a kid, I was 66 years old, called Birds. It's where every bird in the world gang up together to take over the whole world.
Yep.
And it is very, very bad.
So
did a
fear of birds stick with you through your life?
I still think about it.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. So it made such an impression on you.
Yeah.
You have to be careful what you let your kids watch at an early age, but now you have really no control. They can access stuff on the internet without you even knowing.
And you'll let your kid go stay up. So just in my life, let my kid go sleep over at someone's house and their kid is a psychopath. And the kid, I don't care if they are, the kid put on The Purge and they were young. I mean, you can't watch
that's
The Purge.
Terrifying.
Chuck still can't watch The Purge.
Yeah.
No.
The Purge is scary.
I actually don't mind The Purge.
Yeah.
It's an interesting idea.
this person said, I didn't sleep for 4 days after seeing The Ring. Someone said Planet of the Apes was theirs. Leprechaun and Chucky effed me up as a kid, someone said.
Yeah, I don't like either of those, Leprechaun or Chucky. I watched a lot of, I think my parents let
me just watch movies for maybe 5-6 years of my childhood.
There was a time in the 80s. There was a time in the 80s when it was like, oh, who cares? Let a kid watch a rated R movie.
Yeah.
Like, there were so many horror movies that I wasn't supposed to see.
Yeah.
But they would be rented from the video store. And it would be like, well, it's here.
Yeah, my dad liked movie nights, man. So, like, I was watching, but it was always whatever he wanted to watch, and it was brutal.
Critters. Someone said the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, my biggest traumatizing movie when I was 8. I watched it for the first time.
Oh, you can't see
First
that
time I cried in front of my friends.
Oh, my God.
You can't watch it at 8.
And someone said something that one that I forgot of. I think I blocked it out. Jeff Goldblum in The Fly.
Ooh, The Fly messed me up, too.
The Fly. It's when I hate Jeff Goldblum to this day.
I hate him to this day.
Yeah. He pukes on that hand.
Oh.
Yeah. And it, like, melts.
All mine was his transformation. Like, I watched that too young, where he's pulling out his eyes, and he's growing, like, hair on his fingers.
His teeth fall out.
Yeah.
Listen, I remember the Thriller video freaking me out. When he transforms, and then there was American Werewolf in London.
You want to hear a funny story? Is the Weird Al video, I'm fat?
Yes.
Blew my little mind out, dude.
Because he balloons up, right?
Yeah, because he balloons
up. Yeah, he balloons up.
I was starting to get chubby at that time.
You're like, that's how it happens.
I said, Jesus H. Christ, it is. Jesus, Weird Al.
Oh, jeez.
Took me a long time to get back on Weird Al.
Yeah. I'm swelling up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
People seem to be snapping in Burger Kings lately. There's been a couple of stories over the past week, including the scary one yesterday where the guy in Orlando shot and killed a guy because his food took too long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, now this one is nowhere near as bad, but Burger King Lounge is where this all took place. A customer slapped the hell out of an employee when he was shortchanged some nugs.
Short me some nugs. You know?
Here's the deal.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
What?
Uh-oh.
The video picks up with the upset customer screaming about a BK employee.
You shortchanged me some nugs! That's the nugs you get.
He was shorted some chicken nuggets and decided it would be a good idea to yell and scream at the manager or whoever was working the counter to make his point, then he slapped the dude across the face.
Okay.
The other version I saw was edited. Okay, I just assumed this was. So anyway, let's watch it without the video.
Dave.
We'll watch without sound.
All right.
This is...
He just got slapped in the face.
Oh, my God. I missed the whole thing. I missed the whole thing.
Here we go.
Because I had a job to do.
Sorry.
No, he hasn't been slapped yet.
No, he hasn't slapped yet. I think he's about to get slapped.
Oh, yeah.
He is pissed that he was shorted some nugs. there he is.
Oh,
the guy took it. He was quite shocked by the slap.
Well, it knocked his glasses clean next week.
He did that.
You don't expect to be slapped.
No, you don't.
Sorry, sir.
Jesus Christ.
Because I for sure talked like that.
He definitely does, dude.
But
he did that.
Yeah.
But he stood his ground, like the first, encounter with that guy. He didn't move.
He's like, I got this Burger King.
See,
he blocked the menu toss, and then the guy was still mad. He's still upset about his nugs.
Mm-hmm.
He's having a pandemic moment, and then he slaps him.
I feel for that manager.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
That's exactly the kind of stuff you have to deal with at the gas station. I mean, getting slapped.
Yeah.
Right. But you got those blowhards that come
in
there.
You
slap the glasses right off the guy's face.
What an a-hole.
That guy just hasn't had his ass kicked properly. There's going to be a bigger dude that comes along and kicks that guy's ass. I mean, he's in boating shoes or something. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you're not that tough. You're not that tough. You're in boating shoes.
He felt tough.
The manager's like, I'm just making $8 an hour.
Yeah. You can slap a little 19-year-old.
I'm sorry, we dropped a couple of your nugs on the floor. We'll get you some new nugs.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
Well, I just got my ass kicked again.
the Burger King employee, I guess, was screaming that he was on camera. I guess trying to. But that didn't stop him. A slap was heard right around the Burger King.
Yeah. I wish we could hear it.
I know.
Yeah.
It's just unfortunate video of F-bomb.
Yeah. I've just saved the wrong one. The other one I saw had been pre-bleeped.
Yeah.
This one not so
much.
Well,
this one usually takes care of that.
Yeah, they usually do.
I guess this guy has been found. He's a 21-year-old guy. He looks older than that.
Oh, I thought he was too, yeah.
But he's a 21-year-old guy named Austin Addison, charged with harassment, disorderly conduct, and criminal mischief. One report claims, too, that after the folks at Harbor Freight Tools, where he works, found out about it, they just fired him.
Yeah. Mm.
Need some anger management.
Yes, he does. Yeah. You can't have that guy around.
Right. Slow-mo in the slap. Oh, that's
nuggets. Oh, wow. Look at the glasses. Look at the glasses.
He's the manager in shock.
That's incredible.
It's delayed blood, too. It's too funny.
Yeah. Oh, that's incredible.
I missed it.
Hopefully his glasses didn't break.
I know. Oh. That'd be devastating.
He gives like a...
Oh! Jesus. Oh!
Who slaps someone for shortchanging them nuggets, though? I mean, come on! You have some serious issues.
Serious issues.
You know what? You don't expect a left-handed slap, either.
Oh, that's right. It is left-handed.
Yeah, no. You really don't expect a left-handed slap.
Oh, not in that direction. Maybe a backhand.
Yeah.
The pimp hand's wrong.
God, I could go slow motion with the slap all day long.
Plus, he's spitting in his face, you know, with the
concerns.
No one's
neither of them
masks.
Are wearing masks.
Neither of them have masks.
It's a COVID off.
Yeah.
It's a COVID off. To your corners.
Yeah.
Like, don't you think if he had just walked in and said, hey, guys, just got my nuggets at the drive-thru, you know, and I didn't get 9, I only got 6.
They would have gave him more.
I'd be like, oh, sure, no problem, sir, hold on.
Maybe not that great, but yeah.
It would have been fairly simple exchange, right?
Yeah.
That's
it. Yep. Yeah. It's about how you handle life a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
If you just, you calmly show some compassion for them and what they're doing.
Yep.
Yeah.
You'd probably be fine.
Yes, indeed. But that poor Burger King manager wasn't expecting that day.
It's not the first time he's been slapped. I don't think.
It sounded like he was standing his ground, though. Like
He was.
He just,
you know, but that's probably what got him slapped.
Didn't have a leg to stand on. It just, he was an easy slapping target.
Yeah, for sure. You knew you could get away with
it. He blocked the initial thing. He blocked the menu from hitting himself, and I think he thought he got a little too cocky with his.
Yep. Because he was shocked by the slap.
Oh, he was.
No doubt. All right. There's a woman who was detained by police in Myrtle Beach, and it's her thong bikini that got her detained.
What's the big deal?
No, she's not a big lady. But the two cops that rolled up on her in South Carolina claimed that she was it was nudity.
Well,
so where in South Carolina?
Myrtle Beach.
They cared at Myrtle Beach.
That's what I thought. I thought like
anything goes
wear a
at
thong
Myrtle Beach
and on like any major beach in America.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I think most bathing suits now are thong. Like, you know,
that's all I wear.
Not really, but but they're, you know.
Yeah,
there's a ton of them.
Yeah.
So the video we have here, which is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, which I have listened to, shows the woman being put in handcuffs.
Heard that before.
And officers telling her she's violating an ordinance about being nude on a public beach. The woman initially is resisting here. Here's how it happened.
If you stop acting like this,
Sam, just relax. Just relax, all right? Well, no. So, she's being detained right now, okay? All right. Okay, and how is that? No. How is she just acting in your eyes? That's all I want to see. I just want
to...
No, she didn't say that. She asked you if she wants... If you can show her the penal code that says, or the law that says...
I'm not dealing with you. Come here, officer. We're going to explain to you, too.
There's another woman in a thong on the beach.
Is she getting arrested too?
they're detaining them.
So they have an ordinance now against?
Why is it illegal to have a bikini on the beach?
I literally wear this to the beach
every
day.
We're going to show you.
Absolutely.
Is it just some kind of South Carolina law?
We don't just show up and tell everybody everything.
We just don't show up and corrupt people.
I understand.
Wow, that girl's bikini is low.
Yeah.
It's
like a shoestring.
Any public beach access to the public waters or any public property in the view of the public.
I'm not
so
nude.
So nobody's nude. There's nobody
I'm
nude right
nude.
Now.
I'm not nude.
You're in a thong.
No, okay. Thong
is not nude.
All right.
An anus, a vagina are nude. All right.
These are facts. I was going to say, this is like James.
An anus and a vagina are nudity. Thong is not nudity.
I agree.
Okay, all right. Having your nipples...
So the full law there reads like this. It shall be unlawful for any person to intentionally appear in any public place in such a state of dress or undress so as to expose the view of others the human male or female genitals, pubic area, pubic hair, buttocks, anus, vulva, or any portion of the female breast or below the areola.
Well, to be honest, if she had pubic hair, you'd see it all.
Yeah, if she had like
her bikini. Yeah, buttocks. Her bikini.
Buttocks is what she showed.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They list buttocks.
Yeah.
Right there. This woman who goes by the name Sam Panda says the laws aren't clear enough. She says it's a vague law.
Sam Panda, yeah. Wow. Check out the Instagram, I'm sure.
It doesn't show how much of your butt has to show. I asked them if I showed an inch of butt cheek. Is that too much? He said yes. I said, okay, so everyone on the beach here pretty much is in violation of that ordinance.
So you can't even wear just a bikini bottom that has an ass.
Yeah, you can.
I thought you could.
Not if you're going to expose an inch of your butt cheeks.
I don't know. They
must have wrote that law.
I feel like somebody's being profiled because she's an attractive girl who's in good shape and she's in the thong and maybe some other people that are around there are a little jealous of her.
Big Bessie called the block, yeah. Called the fuzz.
So
that's why James gets the cops called.
I'm very upset. Yeah, all the
it's
time.
True. It's true.
Not my fault. My ass looks so good in a thong.
When officers arrived, as you heard, they spoke with the women to advise them of the ordinance related to nudity. One of the women, this panda chick, attempted to walk away but was detained. After the ordinance was explained, they both agreed to come into compliance. They had to put on shorts, and then they were released without charges. Panda says she's planning to pursue legal action against Myrtle Beach police following the incident.
Go get him, Panda.
Yeah, I think, to me, I would have had less a problem with... I just think it's her bikini bottoms are like the kind that basically cover up your parts, but then stop right there.
Mm. But you still see people wearing that on the beach fairly regularly.
Yeah.
To me, that doesn't seem like anything beyond a normal bikini.
Yeah, some people can wear a skimpier bikini than others. Because they're like in great shape.
There's the back of it there.
I mean, it's just a thong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's nothing to... I mean, her friend's looks... Well, I don't know. I can't see the front of hers. I didn't... Oh, okay. Yeah.
They need to arrest those Speedo-wearing men. Over here!
He's on the beach! He's here! He's right there! Get him!
Cops, a Speedo patrol.
Sure, what seems to be the trouble?
Tons of Speedos on this beach. Clean it up, boys.
Yeah. Lisa Wade's Speedo patrol.
Yeah.
There's another one, fellas!
Just European guys running.
Oh, yeah.
Help us, please!
Oh, my goodness! Oh, it's after us!
She's ruining our swim time!
Too much. It's too much. Take that off.
Yeah, you're right.
Put on shorts.
We can all get behind the Speedo Patrol.
Are these shorts too tiny?
Those officers will not want to be on Speedo Patrol.
No.
Can you imagine what they see?
No.
The Myrtle Beach police.
Oh, wow. Yeah, a lot.
Myrtle Beach was like, in Ohio, it was like the tropics to us.
Right.
Like, that was like going to
the
Caribbean. Yeah. I've never been there.
That's one place we haven't been either. Ago.
That's where I almost got sucked out to sea forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Forever. There's some lingering trauma there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. Mm-hmm. But anyways, yeah, so now she's going to sue, of course. That's how it works these days. Mm. But it's right there. I looked up their exact wording, and it does say, besides genitals, pubic area, anus, vulva, breast, areola, nipple, buttocks is listed, and her buttocks were on display.
What's crazy is what Lisa's saying, that generally if you're there, there's probably asses everywhere on display.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
And it's odd for them to, like, pick someone out. I mean, I don't think you're seeing the full video where she was fighting because they were trying to tell her to relax like her friends were.
Yeah.
And they cuffed her for some reason.
Right. Well, she tried, like, to walk away from them.
Yeah. I think it escalated probably through some of her own doing.
But like she said, she goes there every day. And
yeah.
It's never a problem.
Right.
I see so many thongs on the beach, honestly. I mean, maybe it's different for everywhere you go, but didn't seem like it was a big issue for most people. Unless someone complains and then they have to deal with it, right? Yeah. If someone calls in to say, hey, these chicks are acting crazy, they're half nude, and then they've got to go try and sort it out. Mm. And someone makes that good point. If the law says you can't show your butt, she's no legal recourse. Like, she's breaking the law according to the law on the books.
And they didn't even charge her with anything. They just wanted her to put some shorts on.
Oh, someone said it was a Karen, and the other version they saw it was a Karen that reported her. Like we said, some other chick annoyed by her.
I see more of that on the beach, like just like kind of chubby Karen sitting there in a chair.
With the kids.
Yeah. Like a big umbrella. Mm. So if you want to see the video for yourself, because apparently a lot of pervs do, it is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You can see what Panda looks like.
I could understand you got a Karen mom, they've got some like 14-year-old son. And this girl's walking around. I mean, that's their point.
Right. Like that other video from the other week. Remember the Karen mom, her two boys were watching the chick's thong in the park?
That's usually what ends up triggering something like this. It's like someone's like, listen, I don't want my... Because you know the 14-year-old kids are going to be like, what is going on there? Pretty alert. Pretty sweet day at the beach.
Just going for another beach walk, Mom.
Yeah.
Beach sucks.
We're just going to go up to our waist in the beach water.
Deb is with us. Hi, Deb. How are you?
We're safe.
Good. How are you guys?
Doing okay, thanks. What's your comment?
I have an old man who takes walks through my neighborhood every day. And the first time I saw him, I was like, oh, God, that guy is in his little tiny shorts and doesn't have a shirt on. Oh, wait, no. Those aren't shorts. Those are his underwear.
And he's just wandering around in his underwear?
Why? Well, that's not right.
And they're like the tight ones, you know, like the Puma, like boxer brief, short ones. And I called the Southfield
police.
Just leave me alone
and let me go for my walk, okay?
I'm like, hey, is that indecent? And they're like, well, his ding-dong's not hanging out, so no, he can walk around in his underwear.
I guess, because what's the difference between underwear and bike shorts? And
there's nothing.
You know, there's nothing.
There's nothing.
Workout pants, like there's really nothing they can do. As long as it's covered, he's fine.
I put my ding-dong away and go for a walk.
It's quite a sight.
Barely.
Sorry, Deb. Lisa Way, Speedo Patrol needs to head out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, write him a fake ticket or something.
Not in my neighborhood.
Someone said, Lisa would love my buddy's stepdad. He's a lean 350 pounds and wears a Speedo every time he's at the beach. Plus, he was in an accident when he was younger and he had to have a third ball put in his sack to support the one he damaged. And you can see all three in the Speedo.
Oh, my God.
You got three nuts, huh?
Three ball wonder.
Three amigos.
Don't wear a Speedo if you got three balls, right?
That's why you wear a Speedo.
I'm showing off all my three balls.
Wow.
A three-ball Speedo.
The old third ball.
You'd be confusing.
It's just so crazy how backwards we are still, you know, a little bit.
That an ass cheek.
Like an ass.
It's just the extension of your leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your third ball can show, but
but
no,
your ass
no
cheek,
cheeks.
A hot chick's ass cheek. No,
I mean,
that's no
you
good.
Decided to go to the beach in Myrtle Beach.
Right. In Myrtle Beach, exactly.
You know?
This person said last time some European fellas in Florida were at the same water park. They take off their snap leg track pants.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Revealing their Speedos.
Yes.
That's a good move.
They all do that move.
And my 7-year-old daughter says, oh, my God, awkward.
Yeah.
She's raising a little Lisa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, awkward.
I did see it a lot in Italy, but not like... They don't care about women being nude either. They're
like the tearaway pants you saw a lot?
No, the Speedos.
It's a real European thing.
It's a European thing, yeah.
They don't wear like trunks like we wear trunks.
No. But seriously, if you have a problem with women in thongs on the beach, just you shouldn't be at the beach.
Right.
It's your problem. It's not theirs. It's your own issue. Whatever you're dealing with, ass cheeks are fine.
They are fine.
I mean, if you saw b-holes and nips, that's a different situation.
Right.
But it's just a butt cheek, people. Calm down, cheeks. America. I grew up with butt cheeks and titties. I mean, in Ireland, it was never... I mean, that came out weird.
Anybody just do, like, a whole presentation on butt cheeks and... Growing up with them. I grew up on a butt cheek farm.
Dave Hunter.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, in the newspaper I told you that came to our house as a kid, like, there was a topless woman on page 3. It wasn't...
Remember the page?
Yeah.
Well, she was page 3 girl.
Yeah. That's what they called her. The page 3 girl.
Yep.
So, you know, it just became not like... You weren't crazy about it. People didn't lose their minds over it. It was just normal.
Right.
And that's the way it should be, anyway.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.